Lesson 10. Anticipate. Anticipate. Bankrupt. Bankrupt. Breathe. Breathe. Brisk. Brisk. Budget. Budget. Compete. Compete. Complicate. Complicate. Affect. Affect. Air, air. Factor, factor. Fad, fad. Gripe, gripe. Neck, neck. Leisure, leisure. Unique, unique. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. Fun and games. Have you ever invented a new game or toy? Lots of people have, and most of them would tell you that it's not all fun and games. In fact, inventing and producing games is a very serious business. Many of those who have tried to interest a company in their inventions have a common gripe. Most companies will not consider an idea from someone unknown to them. Companies prefer to deal only with established inventors with whom they have developed a long-term relationship. These veteran inventors have a knack for thinking up ideas, lots of them, for new toys and games. Just as important, they are willing to spend the time to develop their ideas. Only then do they take their new game or toy to a company and try to sell it. Toys and games are big business. People may complain that they have less leisure time than they used to, but today they spend far more money on ways to fill this time. Billions of dollars are spent this way in the United States alone each year. Toy stores do a brisk business in the weeks between Thanksgiving and the end of the year. They can anticipate selling more toys and games in this one period than in the entire rest of the year. The toy and game business is not casual either. Companies compete to meet the enormous demand by engaging in a perpetual search for new products. These companies aren't interested in warmed-over ideas from previous years. They are looking for something unique. Originality may be the main consideration, but companies must also keep other factors in mind when deciding which games or toys to produce. First, the cost of producing a new product is very important. The less complicated the toy or game is, the cheaper it will be to make. Companies also take into account the age of the children for whom the toy or game is intended. If it is easy to understand, then younger children will be able to play it, thus increasing the number of likely buyers. Finally, the larger companies with big advertising budgets must ask whether they can make an effective television commercial for the new product. Producing a new toy or game is risky, but the rewards can be great. If a company errs by putting a lot of money into a new toy or game that fails to sell, the company can go bankrupt. If it is successful, on the other hand, everyone is ecstatic. Even success is not without risks. Should a game or toy catch on, the maker may not be in a position to meet the sudden demand. By the time the factory is able to turn out the items, the fad may have died down, leaving the company with tens of thousands of items it cannot sell. In fact, most toys and games do have brief lives, but not the all-time champion. Monopoly has been by far the most popular game on the market for decades, and 2 million sets are sold each year. Of course, only a handful of lucky inventors creates a highly successful new toy or game and becomes millionaires. But inventors are natural optimists. That is why there is no shortage of newcomers eager to break into this high-stakes business.